This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
The BFM Breakfast Grill, connecting you to the top people and ideas. Presented by U-Mobile.
On the Breakfast Grill this morning, we are talking to Encik Abdul Aziz Othman, the Chief Executive and Managing Director of Petronas Gas Berhad, the Gas Infrastructure and Utilities Division of the national oil company Petronas. Encik Aziz, let's begin with the gas industry generally in Malaysia, which can be expressed in your market cap and revenue. We've seen how the company's market cap has shrunk from 48 billion ringgit in 2013 to 31 billion ringgit today, while revenues have been largely stagnant in the mid 5 billion ringgit level since 2018 and expected to stay at those levels until at least 2022. It's generally a slow decline, if not a flat curve the last few years in Jazz's. What has been the general reasons behind this situation?
Okay, thank you, Ujua. Thank you for the invitation. It's indeed an honor for me to be talking to you today. I think if you look at our market cap, few years back, share price a lot more higher than what it is today. But as you can see at that time, even though our revenue was probably lower than what it is today, as well as a profit, but the general market at that time was a lot more bullish than what it is today. So what you see today is probably a general trend of decline in line with the trend of the KLSE as a whole. So our price, our share price actually declining in line with the market trend. But if you look at our profitability or not, in fact, it's actually on increasing trend. So that's probably why it is as it is, yeah.
Well, Aziz, generally, the share price is a reflection of the earnings, and the earnings is a reflection of the underlying market from an operational perspective. And of course, gas is a mainstay energy source for the whole country. Notwithstanding the profitability, which could obviously be impacted by lower costs, what is the general issue behind the gas industry in Malaysia? Is it a declining usage? Is it increasing gas prices? Feedstock prices. What is the general feedback in terms of the difficulties facing you as MD?
Maybe I can talk more about the Petronas gas business first, because there's two things here. One, that is Petronas gas, and that is Petronas who actually in the business of selling gas molecule. But as far as Petronas gas, see, when you are at home, when you switch on your electricity, 40% of that electricity is actually generated by the gas that we supply to either IPP or ENB. And our business, PGB, is actually processing this gas or whatever the LNG that is delivered at our two gas terminal and deliver it to Petronas customers, yeah, and for us, Petronas will be paying the fee on a long-term contract that they are having with us today, as a so-called capacity reservation fee. So the industry, the gas industry in general, price, volume, or whatnot, probably be impacted Petronas as a gas seller. But for PGB, most likely our revenue as well as profitability will be stable as long as we actually make our facility available for us to deliver the gas on behalf of Petronas. So in that sense, I think with our track record in operation and maintenance, we look at the last 5 years, we have been able to make the facility available for Petronas. And likewise, going into the future, I think we should be able to make the facility available and thereby collecting the fee in a consistent manner that we have seen in the last 4-5 years. Yeah?
So from a shareholder's standpoint, what matters obviously is the capacity, right? And obviously the maintenance, the uptime and the operability of your terminals is of paramount importance, which I think you've done quite well in the last few years. And of course, your cost management, which of course also is doing quite well. But from a growth standpoint, in justice, where is it going to come from in the future? Is this the limit for Petronas Gas at this point in time?
So that's where I'm very excited about. You know, as I mentioned, we have long-term contracts, and with our track record in operating and maintaining this, we have had good and steady cash flow and been paying consistent dividend to our shareholders. Also, cash flow that I have is actually a nice problem to have because it allows me to grow and pursue growth. That's what we have asked. So we are not going to go all over the place. We will focus in areas that we think we have the strategic advantage to grow. And again, with our experiences in operating and maintaining processing plant, gas pipeline, regasification terminal, utility facilities, and you might know that I have a small IPP in Kimanis, Sabah. It's actually make a lot of sense for me to put focus in the following three areas for our growth. Integrated between energy solution, comprising of supply of electricity, chilled water, industrial gases, two industrial parks within, you know, current focus is northern and southern economic regions. So we are in discussion with few of these parks for potential energy solution. Of course, with our experience in operating IPP and power generation asset, to look at increasing our capacity in power generation beyond the Kimanis plant or the power generation plant in Petay and Gebeng that I mentioned just now. And the other area that we are focusing on is with Petronas, we are looking at regional for an integrated LNG to power, of course, leveraging on Petronas LNG supply position, as well as our track record, you know, in construction, operating and maintaining the gas facility and power plant. So those are the three areas that we are focusing on at this moment.
So you're alluding to cash flow being strong. I suggest that you might be looking for an inorganic route to growth, which is by acquisition. But the thing is, as at 2020, most of your profits, in fact, 125% of your profits went towards paying dividends to your shareholders, right? Of which they include Co-op and EPF and BNB and Petronas, of course. Does this mean that your balance sheet is somewhat limited in terms of being able to buy assets around the region?
Not really. I mean, last year, dividend was a special case. Typically, we pay about 70% of our profit as dividend. We have a dividend policy of 50% of our profit. Last year was a special case of a special dividend because we raised fund for to improve our debt to equity ratio in some of the assets. So we were able to pay special dividend. But cash flow will continue to be good, allow us to not only do organic, but also, I mean, in any growth, if there are potential M&A, definitely we need to consider it.
Yeah, but the finance minister and, of course, members of the government have talked about how GLCs will be tapped to help buttress the country's financial position to help pay for COVID. Now, Petronas and Petronas Gas are among the biggest GLCs in the country. Might this also spell a potential special dividend in 2021, thereby curtailing your ability to grow inorganically?
So we pay dividend to Petronas, and typically connection between the group and government is always at Petronas level. So we have an independent board as a public listed company. We have a dividend policy that we have to adhere to, and we pay to Petronas. And whatever Petronas do with the government, that is a Petronas matter, yeah.
We're talking this morning to Abdul Aziz Othman, the Chief Executive and Managing Director of Petronas Gas Berhad, the Gas Infrastructure and Utilities Division of the National Oil Company. Petronas, after this, in Jesus, we'll come back and talk about your quarterly earnings, which is recently came out, and your outlook for the rest of the year, BFM 89.9.
You are listening to the BFM Breakfast Grill, brought to you by U Mobile.
We are talking this morning to Encik Abdul Aziz Othman, the Chief Executive and MD of Petronas Gas Berhad, the Gas Infrastructure Division of the National Oil Company Petronas. Now, turning our attention to the first quarter results, which came out recently, your utilities division saw a revenue drop by 20%, but earnings were doubled. Can you explain why this happened and what's the background behind that?
So as I mentioned, we have three big segments, gas processing, gas transmission, and utilities. All the good thing is all these assets are on long-term contracts. The demand for our utilities as well as the price for the products are subject to market fluctuation. So the revenue drop is in line with the general trend in the market for utilities. However, utilities contribution is very small to our profit pool. That's why first quarter this year, despite lower revenue, but you see that we have increased our profit to 540 million for the first quarter, which is 55% higher than what was the same quarter last year. We do have a good balance of portfolio to manage market fluctuation.
You also had electricity, steam, and industrial gases lower in quarter one. Of course, presumably this is due to lower economic activity. But you also talked about how there's lower fuel gas costs. Can you explain how this whole situation works and how that feeds into your earnings scenario?
So we pay market price for the gas which we use to produce electricity and utilities, as mentioned. So price has gone up in line with the general energy price today. So that's why we actually were impacted on the cost side. But a big portion of that increase in gas price, we actually can transfer it to the product price that we sell to the customer. So not all, because the electricity, if we sold based on TNB tariff, linked to TNB tariff, so to some extent we were impacted on the electricity sale, but on the other hand, a certain portion of that, we were actually able to transfer it to the other part of the products that we sold. Yeah.
Okay, so obviously the big factor affecting all economies all over the world is the COVID-19 in charges. And obviously, I'm sure you guys were not spared, whether on the factory floor or whether in the terminal floors, where you might have limitations in terms of your workforce being able to work. And of course, on the consumption front, and I presume gas-fired power plants is one of the reasons why you know, you're affected by lower consumption, because lower consumption means, I guess, lower demand for gas products. Can you just give a snapshot of how the COVID situation has affected operations within your entity? Now, what are you doing to deal with it?
Okay, as mentioned, our assets are mostly on long-term contract with the customers. And with our track record in operation and maintenance, we don't expect a significant impact on our revenue and profit. While there are issues with COVID-19 in terms of a potential infection to our people and potentially causing disruption to operation, but you can see over the last 1.5 years, we have not had a single interruption caused by the pandemic. So we were able to collect the fee that we have with our long-term capacity holder. So that is actually a testament to our barrier management, where strict SOPs are implemented last year as soon as the pandemic started to break out. So our arrangement, same time, on working from home and heavy reliance on digital solution actually have allowed us manage the delivery of our products without a single interruption. And going forward, effort to vaccinate our staff are ongoing. Actually, together with Petronas and in collaboration with VT, we have started to vaccinate most of our staff in Pengerang and Sungai Udang. And our vaccination center actually will be operationalized on 12 July this year for our staff in Kerteh. So we are managing with COVID, but again, as I mentioned to you, our assets are all on long-term contracts. As long as we make it available, we'll collect the fee. So the focus is about making sure our people are always available to operate and maintain our facilities. Yeah.
As you say, Jaziz, your contracts are long-term in nature and therefore are quite resilient. But there's a zero-sum game where business is bad and COVID is affecting everybody. This might be exemplified in your cash flow situation where, according to your Q1 review, operating cash dropped by 18%. And of course, your net cash balance dropped by quite a hefty margin from a year earlier. What is going on in terms of how it's affecting you guys at cash levels?
I think the drop is primarily due to some of the dividend consideration or whatnot just now, but as you know, our capital structure is still have a lot of room for debt whatnot. So our ability actually to pursue growth should be found the right opportunities not be constrained by all this. And as I mentioned to you, we are very active looking for those opportunities. I hope in the very near future, we can make some announcement in regard to some of these new growth opportunities.
How advanced in discussions and that search is it for you, Jaziz? Because obviously there's only so far financial engineering can go in terms of raising more debt or managing your costs. At some point in time, the underlying operations has to be resilient enough, or you've got to find new avenues of growth.
So as you're aware, I just joined this company. We had a good deliberation at the board level on growth side. I do have a certain mandate to look in certain areas, and we have had a various level of discussion at this moment. Some are positive, good, some still very preliminary, but again, the sensitivity of this discussion, as you're aware. So again, all I can say to you, at appropriate time, we will make the necessary announcement as we reach the right stage.
Well, it's got to be a material enough announcement because, Petronas gas is not small. Well over 5 billion ringgit, well over 30-40% operating pre-tax profit margins. Indicatively, are the acquisitions going to have a material impact on your earnings?
I hope so. Otherwise, we need to sustain a certain size for the company, so we hope that we can find those big enough opportunities to continue to grow the company.
And lastly, just a quick view from you in terms of your 20-year gas processing agreement. As we know, that gas processing division is a very big one for you. You have that expiring in 2023. What's the visibility on that particular 20-year agreement?
Well, we have a team in place. I think we had quite a few renewal with Petronas. I think Petronas also would need these facilities because they have a long-term contract with their customers, and in order to deliver their product, they need these facilities as well as our gas terminal, as well as our pipeline. So even though it is the fiscal term is expiring in end of 2023, but actually the commitment for the facilities has a longer term to it. So there's always a period where we will sit down to discuss on the financial term a certain period, cannot recall, maybe 5 years period where we have a fixed financial term to it, but that's what we are doing with them, and we have always had good discussion with Petronas on the renewal of this, or the continuation, as well as renewal, updating of some of the financial terms going forward.
Okay, well, thank you for your time. Thank you for your thoughts and good luck with the business plan. We were talking to Abdul Aziz Othman, the Chief Executive and MD of Petronas Gas Berhad, the Gas Infrastructure and Utilities Division of Petronas, BFM 89.9.
The Breakfast Grill is brought to you by U-Mobile, unleashing unlimited potential every day.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.